DJ.
Hello.
All right. So, what are you, the bafflement of the Jack Lynch tunnel. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm coming down with a Tuesday. They're coming down from Dublin. And I actually nearly ran into the back of a car, Neil. There was a couple of us, obviously, our motorway, our dual carriageway, or call it, was suddenly turned into a traffic jam. And it was all the way, it's about a kilometre and a half, all the way to the tunnel. Now, as I was in this traffic jam, I was going, you know, a bit sympathetic that maybe there's an accident ahead, that, you know, somebody's had a bit of misfortune or whatever. But as I'm coming down towards the tunnel, I can see the bumper-to-bumper traffic on that ring, let's say, people coming from Tivoli, they have to do that circle to come around. You could see them coming from Waterford. Everyone's kind of at a very slow...
That's the Dunkettle interchange. That's where everything... Okay, do you mind me asking, what time was that on Tuesday?
It was before 5 o'clock. It was probably the worst time.
Okay,
right?
So can I just say, I was stuck in that. So I'm understanding what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. So... I'd be trying to figure things out, Neil. I'm that kind of a person, right? And the only thing that I could see was those filter lanes from Waterford or from Tivoli adjoining the main line traffic coming down from Dublin. That could be the delay. Like, technically and physically and theoretically, what else could be the delay?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to stop the wheels of my car coming down the Dublin Road until I get to Macroom. There's no... roundabouts, there's no traffic lights, there's no reason. So I was saying those two...
The only way that would work, right, would be multiple flyovers over the river.
But no, well, my point is...
No, the reason I'm saying that is, other than that, everybody has got to filter in to get down through a tunnel under the Lee.
But that's what I thought, Neil.
Okay, right? Yeah.
But when I passed those two filters, the tunnel was stopped traffic, bumper to bumper, moving extremely slowly and stopping and moving extremely slowly. And I said, there has to be an accident ahead. So I came out of the tunnel and I was watching my speedometer. The quickest speed that I did between exiting the tunnel and the Mahon bridge there was 12 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
There was no accident. There's no roundabouts or traffic lights. There's no nothing. I think fear or lack of education in some way has to be part of it. Like, you're talking about flyover lanes and doing all that. Why is the traffic stopping? Why is it? Causing 2 kilometres back up the Dublin Road where we're stopped and moving. It's unexplainable, really, other than people are afraid of their lives to drive on. You kind of get this feeling that, do you ever see a junction there from coming out of a big event, or you have a guard there and he's really vigorously firing his arm to get people to move on. You kind of think if there was 5 or 6 of them in the tunnel that you'd actually get the traffic flowing.
I don't know about that. I mean,
that's the feeling I got.
Just a few questions for you. Is this a one-off that you experienced, or is this all of the time?
No, it's all of the time.
Okay.
Like,
because it is all of the time.
One day I was going the other way. I was coming down from the Kinsale Road roundabout flyover on, and it's completely all up over the flyover, cars everywhere. But when you got to just before the tunnel, actually, it started to free up.
It frees up just before the tunnel for some extraordinary reason that I do not understand.
Yeah.
But okay, so on Tuesday, right, how long did it take you? Where were you going?
I did time it. It took me 18 minutes to get from where I nearly crashed into the back of someone and someone nearly crashed into the back of me to get to the filter lanes just before.
How can you crash into someone if you're doing 12 kilometres an hour?
No, this was coming down from Dublin, the very start of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm driving on a motorway or a dual carriageway, whatever you call it, and there's no traffic, there's no warning signs, there's no flashing lights, there's no nothing, and next thing, the traffic just stops.
Okay, so what I want to know from people who do this every single day, because I was in that on Tuesday, and I left Little Island at 5:30, and I got to Douglas at 7:05. right?
Yeah.
So it took me an hour and 25 minutes, let's call it an hour and a half, to get from Little Island on all of these brand new roads and these slip roads and these, you know, tunnels and all you have. It took an hour and a half to get to Douglas. And what I want to know is, do people put up with that every single day?
I'd imagine so.
Okay.
Like Neil, if I asked you a question, all right, and I'd probably be hammered for this, all right, if there was a 30 mile an hour minimum speed put in the tunnel, right, and over in the UK, if you watch what they do, right, they have chevrons on the road, and they have signs that you must be able to see two chevrons. That's the gap between you and the car in front of you. Like, would something like that not help the situation?
No, because the cars are travelling at 5 or 6 kilometres for the whole hour and a half. That's the thing. Firstly, there's a huge amount of traffic. I mean, God help anybody that's working in Little Island and leaves at 4 o'clock when work finishes. I mean, they must have, their lives must be hell. You have filter lanes to filter in and then again to filter out. Everybody is really lovely. They let everyone else in. I noticed that about people. They let traffic merge. But that's the problem. You have all of these merging lanes, and then you merge off them to get your own slip or your own exit.
Yeah, but my point is the actual tunnel was stopped. I was in the tunnel with my wheels not moving for moments.
Because you're merging again with traffic coming from Dublin, and traffic coming from Waterford, and traffic coming from Little Island.
No, it's after that, Neil. It's after that. As I'm entering the tunnel, like as the photograph I sent in to you, the actual tunnel itself was stopped up after all the filters. And that's what was causing the stop-ups and the filters. If the tunnel's not moving, the filters are not moving.
And what are you saying? When you come out of the tunnel on the south side of the Lee, traffic is still backed up.
Yeah, in the tunnel, and when I come out. As you come out, it started to free up a bit.
It's backed up all of the way because there's too much traffic, and you have people in the lanes who are going to all sorts of different places and getting off at all the different exits. They got the Mahon exit, they got the Douglas exit, they got lots of different ones ahead of them, and it's just volume.
Yeah. But I can understand why that would stop the right-hand lane in the tunnel. If you're in the right-hand lane, you shouldn't be able to stop till you get to Macroom. You should be able to go on about your day. But people are just frightened. I think they're just, everybody is just, I don't know, at a go slow safety.
I appreciate it, and it's an absolute headache, and it takes, if that's the case, technically, that happens to people twice a day. It takes three hours out of their day going through this every day.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some more calls on. Have a great weekend, DJ. Thank you. Text 0868 104 106. Pick up the phone on 0818 104 106. Back after the break.